بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It is mentioned in some narrations that Hazrat Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he had fallen into the mistake and eaten from the forbidden tree, then he became extremely restless. And that is the condition of a believer, that ever if he breaks the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes restless. So he remembered that on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had seen the kalima written, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So he thought to himself, let me make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As'aluka ya Rabbi bihaqqi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an taghfir li. Remember, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is now the first human being that has been created. And here the situation has come about, and he is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, I ask you through the wasila of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you forgive my sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, O Adam, how do you know who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I had seen on the arsh, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and I had understood that if that name is joined to your name, that means that is a very great person. That is why I made dua through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him that, O Adam, yes, this is going to be a very great personality from your progeny. He is going to be the last prophet sent to the surface of this earth, and no one will excel him in his virtue and in his status in my sight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned that through the barakat of making dua through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, his tawbah was accepted. So this is also something that ulama mentioned, that if we want our duas to be accepted, then we must make dua through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, before he passed away, he also advised his son Shis alayhi salam, because Hazrat Shis alayhi salam was the next prophet after Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So he called him, and one of the advices he gave him is that he told him, O my son, make sure you read a lot of Durood Sharif and send a lot of salutations on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because when I was in Jannat, then in different places in Jannat, I had seen his name was written on the arsh, his name was written on the leaves of Jannat, his name was written on the balconies of Jannat, his name was written on the curtains of Jannat, his name was written even on the necks of the Hura'in, the dazzlingly beautiful damsels of Jannat. I had seen this name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam written, and the farishtas also very frequently they take his name and they send salutations on him. So that is why I'm also advising you to send salutations on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A lot of pious people, before they would make dua, then they would read Durood Sharif sometimes 500 times, sometimes 1,000 times, and then they would make dua, and they were quite confident to the barakat of that Durood Sharif and taking the blessed name of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their duas. قُلْنَا اهْبِتُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خُوفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, now that this mistake has been committed, now all of you go down to the earth. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sent to the dunya, and that was the beginning of human beings in the dunya. There is nothing else to the beginning of human beings. No one evolved from apes or anything of that sort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to the dunya, and he sent Hazrat Hawa. And we have to tell the story to our children so that when they go to the universities and they hear all these fake theories and these deceptive theories, then they're not carried away with it. Because remember, a lot of these theories are actually aimed to getting deen out of the mind of the child, to shake the structures of iman. No, there was no creation. There was some big bang that just happened, and then we evolved from one thing to the other. That's what they're teaching them. And they do it in such a convincing way that Allah protect, there are some children also living the fall of Islam now because of all these theories. They're actually becoming murtad. It's real stories I'm telling you. Not telling you hearsay or something. I can show you first-hand stories of how people, youngsters now left the fall of Islam. They've gone out because of these theories. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came down. Then the historians say Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he came to Sri Lanka. That's where he came, landed down. And Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, she landed in Jeddah. And Jeddah, the original name was Jeddah, which means the granny. Until now you'll hear sometimes the taxi drivers, Egyptians, because they changed the jim to gaf. So they'll say Gadda, Gadda, you come out of the Haram Sharif, you'll hear taxis are waiting, Gadda, Gadda, meaning Jeddah. They changed it to gaf, they made it Gadda. But then after that they say that they met up in Arafat. Allah Ta'ala made the arrangements. So when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came to the dunya, there's some reports that mention that he was feeling very like down and very frightened and lonely. Imagine coming from Jannah now, coming to this dunya. We don't know what is Jannah. That's why we got blown away with this dunya. So he came to the dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel alayhi salam gave azan. And when he heard Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, immediately he felt a feeling of serenity and he felt calm and he felt peaceful. And remember, a true ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may Allah bless us all with that, just by hearing the name of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam can change a person's whole mood. The man can be down, he can be low, he can be going through something, and he just reads Darood Sharif, or hears the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it will bring solace to his heart. And ulama have also mentioned that if a person is going through a depression, then you give azan in his ears, then inshallah to the barakat of the azan. In fact, azan has got so many benefits. Just the azan itself, what a great ni'mat. We can never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficiently in our area that multiple azans we're hearing. Sometimes you're hearing 2-3 azans, after 15 minutes, another 2-3 azans. Such a great ni'mat, so many benefits of this azan. What barakat, what nur, and the very structures of batil and shayateen get crushed through the barakat of azan. So he gave azan. And there's also some reports that mention the wisdom of the Fajr namaz. That when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came to the dunya, when the night came, he got very, very worried now. Now it's dark. There's no electricity in that zamana, no lights. Didn't have the dunya, is just insan is just coming. The dunya was there from before. But now mankind is just coming to the dunya. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam got a bit frightened, he got a bit worried. And eventually when the morning came in and the subah started, and he saw the light coming in, then he felt a peace and serenity, and he read 2 rakats namaz, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's also one of the wisdoms now. The different namaz, as you'll see, the wisdoms, one of the wisdoms of the Fajr was this incident here. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came to the dunya, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, eventually they were joined and then they had to live in the dunya. And the Quran Sharif mentions different incidents also of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. But Allah Ta'ala told them something very, very important when they were leaving. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا. You're going to go to the dunya now. Now you're starting your life in this dunya, your progeny, they're going to live there. We are still here in the dunya. We are the progeny of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Bani Adam. But Allah Ta'ala said, if my guidance will reach you, remember, I'm going to send prophets, I'm going to send books, I'm going to send guidance to the world. Allah Ta'ala didn't just create this world with no system, with no structures. 124,000 Anbiya, what do you think they were sent here? So that we can just live our lives how we want to live and do what we want to do. No, they came to give you direction. Every facet of your life is governed. If that guidance reaches you from me, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, then remember, whoever will follow my guidance, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ, then there'll be no fear on them nor will they grieve. In the akhirat also, there'll be no fear on them, nor will they grieve. In the dunya also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless those people who will follow the guidance. So you and your progeny, you will have to live your lives by the guidelines that I am sending down to you. Then you will be successful. Successful in this world, successful in the after. But وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, those who disbelieve, they deny, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, those are the people of Jahannam, they will remain in it forever. So this is a very, very important thing that we always see, that we live our lives by the guidance and the guidelines sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the Anbiya alayhimu salam, via the books, approximately 104 books from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. The Quran Sharif is the final book. So we will have to look at the Quran Sharif and we will have to live according to that, according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Then we will be successful. And the Quran Sharif says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, in another ayat Allah ta'ala says, who turns away from my admonition and my advice in the Quran, then those people, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ, that person will have a very, very constrained life, very narrow life. He will be living a very restless life. He will be living a life of chasing after the dunya, chasing, slogging, greed, enmity, stinginess, all very, very narrow, very, very constrained life. Under this ayat, some mufassirin say, also in the qabr too, Allah protect, because the qabr will also close on that person. The qabr will close on him, and it will crush him, and the ribs of one side will come out onto the other side, and the other side will come out. So even the qabr will be very constrained for him. The day of Qiyamah will also be very narrow for him. When you turn away from the remembrance of Allah. So if you really want a quality life and you want to live a happy life in this dunya, it's not only about money. It's not only about materialistic things. You can have all the money in the world. The riches of people, sometimes they're committing suicide. What will drive them to do that? You will have to follow the guidelines and the directions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down via the Quran Sharif and via Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.